An independent survey released earlier this month indicated that most Milwaukee residents are somewhat or very satisfied with police. Yet many people, especially minorities, view the police through a lens of frustration, anger, or even fear. The city could be at a pivotal juncture, however, with last month's retirement of longtime police chief Edward Flynn and the eventual installation of a new leader. If this indeed is a time that the relationship could improve, what issues will stakeholders face in bringing about change? Panelists weighed in at our special Project Milwaukee Forum this week. They suggest the problem is complicated, but solutions do exist.
The acting assistant chief of the Milwaukee Police Department, Raymond Banks, says that MPD leaders recognize that public trust has eroded and that there's work to do to change opinions. But he says he's encouraged by the approach that MPD has taken in the last month and a half. It's been under the leadership of interim chief Alfonso Morales, who stepped in when Edward Flynn retired. Acting Assistant Chief Banks says that in his 27 years of policing, the current administration is the most transparent and ready to talk.
We are willing and open to have those tough conversations because we know they have to be had.
One audience member opened up that tough conversation, asking Banks why police can shoot unarmed black men and appear to get away with it. The man says that the claim that the officers are shooting in self-defense often seems far-fetched.
When the police see, you know, the president see a person getting shot, laying down on the back, okay, where is the line drawn in terms of this, I fear for my life? That's got to go.
The man said that because of such cases, he doesn't feel safe in the presence of police. Acting Assistant Chief Banks told him that as an African American, he understands where the concern is coming from.
I don't work in this department 24/7. There are days that I'm off. So when you're talking about being afraid of walking down the street, the very same things that you talk about being afraid of can happen to me as well, and I recognize and I understand that.
But Banks says he stands by police academy training on the use of lethal force. He says the problem isn't training or policy, but rather occasional bad apples, officers who go overboard and ignore the training. Banks says that the current administration won't put up with officers who behave that way.
We don't, and I don't, condone rogue behavior. And we try and weed those rogue officers out that are doing the rogue conduct that makes us all look bad.
However, a community advocate on the panel said he believes the department also has to address the racism he says is at the heart of shootings by police. Jamal Smith is the Racial Justice Community Engagement Manager for YWCA Southeast Wisconsin. He says throughout the country, time and time again, African American men are dying at the hands of white police, who typically don't face criminal charges.
I don't find it ironic that we're having this conversation on the week that the two officers who killed Alton Sterling in Louisiana were not charged. And I think it's also ironic that the Minnesota officer who gunned down the white lady, Justine Damon, has been charged.
Smith says police not only need to quash racial prejudice, they also need to understand that citizens aren't the enemy, and that systemic inequality is the root cause of crime. Criminal justice expert Stan Stojkovic also touched on societal factors that contribute to crime, namely poverty. The dean of the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare at UWM says that poverty is connected to the loss of industrial jobs and other issues much larger than those in the police department's control. Yet he says leaders hoping to reduce crime keep employing temporary, largely ineffective solutions. However, Stojkovic says that there are some strategies police can implement that have a track record of improving both public safety and police community relations. And they are a combination of newfangled and old-fashioned methods.
There are some good things about good policing that we can learn from other communities. Evidence-based policing. Some people call it intelligence-led policing. Hotspot policing. Data analytics, using large data to examine crime trends, looking when they occur. But you know, the cop walking the street for 10 years knows exactly where those things occur. We can systematize that.
He says these solutions can be implemented even when competing for funds under a tight city budget. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.